Drought and poverty are life-threatening situations in the Dominican Republic. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll take a look at a ministry that's using a national pastime to fight the effects. And can you guess what great event might happen in your lifetime? Well, it's something you may already be part of. As we just mentioned, we're starting this first story in the Dominican Republic, where this summer marks three consecutive years of drought that's severe enough to damage crops and livelihoods. In fact, the EU is sending 1.1 million euros in relief. Food for the Hungry is also fighting poverty in the Dominican, and recently they thought of a creative way to raise ministry funds with baseball. Milam Byers explains.
What could that look like if we engage baseball in America to actually help end poverty in a place that really means quite a bit to baseball?
Striking Out Poverty started as a unique initiative, using the nine innings in a baseball game to fundraise pledges.
Each inning represents a specific community where Food for the Hungry is doing active community development. These nine communities are in those very early stages, so they need very basic things like access to clean water, community centers, education programs.
Here's what makes this unique. The partnership allows FH to share the gospel by being the gospel. You can get involved too at missionnews.org. Jesus commissioned his followers to tell all the nations about him. Yet, only 3% of mission activity and financial support is directed at reaching areas that have no churches. And that number comes from the Issachar Initiative, a group highlighting the progress of gospel movement worldwide and those who are still without it. Rob Myers of Door International is a participant in the initiative.
The Issachar Initiative is actually a collection of different organizations that recognize that we have the potential right now to see within our lifetime, within our generation, the Great Commission actually happen.
Door International focuses on Bible translation and leadership training within deaf people groups. Less than 2% of the estimated 70 million deaf people worldwide know Jesus. But you can help spread the gospel, too, to all nations. If the phrase Great Commission scares you, consider this.
Fulfilling the Great Commission, especially as an American, doesn't necessarily mean that I have to pack up and move across the world, even though God calls us to do that sometimes. Sometimes it means resourcing and supporting people who are already there.
You can start by asking God to show you where you can fit into His plan for the lost. Everything's laid out in the story at missionnews.org. And oftentimes when we talk about ministries, we'll highlight the churches working with them. But sometimes we can forget just how much work the churches are actually doing. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries.
Churches are really the key to ministry in so many ways. They're the key to bringing the gospel. They're the key to helping with community development.
And in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where ECM works, churches in the slums are making a huge impact.
And as a church, you're being available to help those in need. And that was one of the things that struck me in meeting a couple of the kids who were being helped by this church. They were both street boys. Still, technically, were street boys. No one had given them a house to live in or taken them into their family, but the church had become their family.
There are a number of reasons that kids wind up on the street in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Could be anything from poverty to a deformity to religion. But churches offer a sanctuary, a home, and a hope not found anywhere else. We keep saying learn more, but what we're really saying is pray, give, and go. You find the details outlined at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way invites you to join us on a prayer cast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Everything you need to know about the prayer cast challenge is at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.